You're listening to Culture Map Pop.
It's going to be hilarious.
You'd best put seatbelts on your ears, Roy. Because I'm going to take them for the ride of their lives.
On ThingsDesSays.net.
Little slow on the button there.
Ah, it's kind of scary.
Isn't it, though? It tripped me out when I first heard it. I have nothing else to say about this.
I like
it. So I will say that you're listening to Culture My Pop on ThingsDesSays.net. Happy Saturday to your ass, wherever it may
Indeed.
Be. Yes. How are you, Fraz?
I'm well.
We have no guest this week again.
We'll rectify this eventually. When we can be bothered.
People will be on the show again soon.
Steve has vanished. We don't know. He says he'll appear around March time.
I think he died.
I think he's working in a burger joint somewhere.
I think he had to give somebody tech support, and it was so bad that he strangled himself to death with an Ethernet cable.
Ooh, not an Ethernet cable?
Yeah, those suck. They have the edge. Yeah, I think that's what happened. Sorry, Steve.
He said he'll be around March time. He'll be there somewhere.
Yeah, we'll be engaging in Operation West Coast Wispy.
West Coast Wispy.
Yeah, West Coast Wispy.
It's a thing.
All right. Doctor Who happened on Saturday. Oh.
Ooh.
That, yeah. No.
It did happen.
It just happened now.
It just happened.
So you got to watch the series finale yet?
I have.
Good. So many things to talk about. I'm afraid, we'll just spend
We could spend this whole show talking about it.
Let's try not to.
We don't want to alienate people.
Right.
We have a fan base. We have to cater to everybody.
But what are your thoughts on a Lady Master?
I don't know. I think it's something new. It's about bloody time, isn't it?
Yeah.
We are in 2014 now. Times have changed.
Yeah. Let's make it clear. Women could be evil, too. That's something
yes.
that can happen.
There's enough horror stories around in the news for us to know this as a fact.
Yeah. Women could be very evil. I've dated some of them. So
I'm not making any comments.
You don't know all of them.
Thank God for that. I know one of them. That's enough.
Well, yeah, quite. my thing is, I kind of, and this is a mistake, I think, but I read some of the message boards.
See, this is your problem. It's like me with the YouTube comments. You always tell me not to read them, don't you?
Yeah, I like to look and kind of get a consensus of what other people think, and so I read some of these. People are really upset about a female master. And granted, it's not everyone. But
so old. Look, we're nerds. We readily admit that we're nerds.
Oh, yes.
But we at least have some semblance of common sense.
Yes.
I think.
I like to think so anyway.
Yeah, for the most part anyway. But all these nerds that watch Doctor Who, they are beyond what we are even capable of.
Dude. It's impossible for a woman to be the master, dude. Like, master is a male pronoun. No, it's not even a pronoun, dude.
Exactly. Now, they don't even call her the mistress.
Dude, like, what?
To be fair, she did call herself mistress.
She did, but she's going to be called the master because that's what we know her as.
That's what she is. And this is my favorite thing about Doctor Who, is you can experiment with things, and if it doesn't work, you could just bring her back next time as a man.
But the thing is, right? The thing is, as I said, we're in 20. We needed. You kind of need something different. You need something like this. You need an evil female antagonist.
Yes.
To keep the Doctor on his toes, it's something different for him to think about. Because as much as we say, you know, females, you know, there's a stereotype, but it is true to say, and we can say this quite openly and honestly, and we're not going to get ourselves into trouble. They have different mindsets to a male.
Yes.
So a different mindset will mean different evil intent.
And oftentimes, even though it's a different mindset, you get to the same conclusion. And I think that's where the mistress is.
So
she is an evil person.
And it's not like we haven't had evil female antagonists on Doctor Who before. Just the time heist the other week.
Exactly.
What's a female? The banker, anyway.
Yeah. No, it's true. You've had a lot of evil antagonists in Doctor Who. But the Master has always been put as one that's above. He's the Master is always like the season finale villain.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Yeah. I was about to say the H word. But he's always season finale villain.
A heel for a heel.
I think they... Plus, she was really good.
She was. People were complaining, certain people in this country who are stupid, saying it was a bit too scary. I'm like, shut up.
That is such a British thing to say.
Yeah, it is. It really is. It was too scary. I'm like, you're being stupid.
Oh dear. This Doctor Who episode was too scary.
It was entirely too frightening. My cat ran behind the sofa. What do you expect? Look, this is Doctor Who. He is traditional. The show is traditionally a creepy, scary show. Back in the day, people were legit frightened.
I was legitimately terrified by the first half of the season finale.
Exactly. But, that's what you want from your Doctor Who. You don't want it to be nice all the time, do you?
I wanted to scare the shit out of me. And I was scared.
And I feel like...
Being cremated, but your body's still conscious.
And I feel like...
That's terrifying as fuck.
I feel like the first half of this season, especially when we were getting to know this new Doctor, granted he was quite dark, but it's kind of an airy-fairy. You had the Robin Hood episode, which, by the way, I loved. I'm not saying it wasn't a great episode.
It was awesome.
It was a great episode, but it was a bit too... There was a bit, there was a niceness about it, a little bit of romantic intrigue, blah, blah, blah.
It was fun. Although, granted, that particular episode was a little bit dark in the sense that they had to cut a scene because it was a beheading scene. And it was kind of happening right at the same time as we were
having this
controversial things. So that was pretty dark in itself, the fact that they had to do that.
I get that, but...
But you're right. A lot of it has been... And I think they've been purposely making it upbeat so that it contrasts with how dark the Doctor is.
Yeah, because he doesn't like humans at all.
He is a mean man.
He has no faith in humanity. He's like me in that way. Except I'm less dark, I like to think.
Yeah. And even in the closing scene here in the series finale, and I don't want to spoil
it for anybody.
What happens, but he gets so upset that he lashes out and he just starts to trash the TARDIS. And that's...
Sounds like me when Arsenal lose, doesn't it?
Very much so. And it's very... It was very human, the fact that he had that reaction, which I thought was surprising.
Usually the Doctor's very cool, calm, and collected, isn't he? Previous Doctors, anyway.
Yeah. And this guy's not that at all. And I enjoyed that. The fact that the entire season, the Doctor has been written as this guy who's not very understanding of humans. And I think Moffat intended that closing scene to sort of be a resolution that, yes, the Doctor claims to not be human, but he's actually more human than he thinks.
Yeah.
And I think
the Doctor is also trying to come to terms with that also in his own mind.
I feel like it would suck to have to accept the fact that you're also kind of human.
You got two hearts, but you're still human.
So I think that's leading us in perfectly to the Christmas special.
I can't wait. I love the Christmas. I always enjoy the Christmas episode.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens, man. I think we're going to get one more Clara appearance, and she's gone.
But we were speculating whether this is the finale of the season or like the mid-season finale. It looks like it's a mid-season finale.
Well, that's good.
So I think we'll be back around... They usually bring it back around springtime, I think. So like March.
Perfect.
Which is good because then, it goes through the Easter and it kind of takes you into the summer, doesn't it?
And it can hold me off for September or whenever they bring it back again.
Exactly. So it works.
All right, Fraz.
Also,
speaking of the BBC.
Yes. Hang on. I want to ask you another. Have you caught up with your period drama yet?
I have not. I haven't even started it.
Because apparently they've commissioned a new season.
I've seen that. I don't know whether or not to be happy about that because I remember last season I thought was kind of dull. I haven't watched this season yet. For that reason, I haven't been motivated to watch it yet. We're talking about Downton
Abbey. And I know you haven't watched it yet. We're carrying on a TV theme because we do this at the beginning of every show. I have watched this week's Citizen Khan. Very good episode. I really enjoyed it.
Awesome. I'm going to actually transition from Citizen Khan because there is no Citizen Khan this week for us.
No, there isn't. Well, there's he was on TV doing like other comedy bits for this telethon currently airing on the BBC.
Yes.
Children in Need is kind of like the one night of the year where we kind of take over the BBC. and basically try and raise a hell of a lot of money for these deprived children in the UK and Africa, which is all very good and noble.
Yes, that's
very
nice.
I respect the hustle.
Yes, you do.
I get what they're trying to do, and I appreciate it. We do it twice a year. We have this comic relief, which is like comedy, and they kind of do that as a telethon. Or we have a sport-based relief, which is another one. But Children in Need is an annual event.
Why do we do telethons? I thought this might be an interesting discussion to have.
It's also – it's not just telethons. You have radiothons, too, at certain times. Why would you want to broadcast for that amount of time?
Yeah, it's a long time. We used to have – I don't know if they still do it. I haven't watched regular television in a hell of a long time. But they used to have here – Jerry Lewis would do a telethon for –
various things.
I think it – God, what was it? I feel so bad because I don't remember what the disease is now. But it's a really sad disease.
Yeah, yeah.
Might be MS, actually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You got the – you know, you get – and I'm going to say it because WWE do it every year in November, October. It's not really a telethon, but they kind of hype it a little bit, don't they?
Yeah, that's – I wouldn't really call that a telethon because they're trying to sell their own
product
stuff.
Too.
Yeah. But it's – there's a charitable element to it for sure. So, yeah, you have these telethons. The other kinds of telethons you have – I'm curious about this. Do BBC do like – because you said they're a public broadcast.
They're a public broadcast service, yes.
Do they ever do like charity things? Like you can donate money to us because we're the BBC.
No, that's what the TV license is for.
Hmm.
So the license fee is basically to fund the BBC. So they don't ask for money from us, except for... And all the money that's raised for Children in Need goes to Children in Need.
Because
if they don't, then if the media find out, there's going to be all kinds of hell. Because there was a scandal a few years back.
Yeah.
Where, you know, there's competitions where you have to phone in and you can like win prizes and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
The BBC got caught out because they were fixing them.
Bastards.
Yeah, so everything is very heavily regulated now. So if they say they're giving away something and it, you know, all the money goes, it has to go to charity. Because if it doesn't, there's going to be all kinds of hell.
Oh, say, let's not give money to charity.
Let's keep a small percentage and fund a new season of Casualty.
Yes. What is Casualty?
Yeah, it's a hospital drama.
Yes. Everything is better in a hospital. How dramatic.
Yes, or we can fund a new series of EastEnders, which is a horrible soap opera, which I hate.
That's not going to die, is it?
It's been around since 1985, so no.
How do you feel about this sitcom called Phone Shop?
I hate it, personally.
I've never seen anything more British in my life.
It's a stupid thing. I genuinely don't like it.
It is the dumbest thing.
It's the dumbest, most pointless sitcom in the history of life.
That's one of those shows I feel where you need to be British because I watch it and I don't get any of the jokes. And I pride
even,
myself
even if you're British,
a lot of it.
Like it's not funny at all. I genuinely don't find it at all funny. And you know, I mean, my sense of humor is quite simple in certain sense.
Is it?
I like my jokes to the point.
Again?
Huh?
Is it happening again? Like, are they doing another season?
I'm sure they are. I don't know. I don't watch it, so I don't know. I'm sure they are, though. It's very popular.
What a terrible program.
Indeed.
So, don't watch that show.
There are plenty of decent British sitcoms that you could watch.
Like Citizen Khan?
Like Citizen Khan with Adil Ray, who's a... Really, you know, he takes so much abuse. I don't know how much... Because I'm assuming you're following him on Twitter, right?
Yes.
He takes so much abuse from people.
Oh, yes, he does. This poor man.
But he doesn't care. And I think the problem is that we didn't really talk about it because he didn't really want to talk about it when he was on the show. He wanted to kind of focus on the positives. So, you know, the thing is, right, with Citizen Khan, I think people mistake the cultural with the religious. Granted,
right.
He makes some religious jokes, which I kind of don't like, which is fine. Because, you know, in his mind, he's not being that offensive. And to be fair, they're very simple jokes. They're not that really that offensive.
And in a sitcom, you're always going to get a mix of stuff you like and stuff you don't.
Quite. However, I think people really get more upset is because he's making fun of Pakistani culture.
Right.
It's not really the... Like, I'm Indian, so I kind of get it because we have similar cultures. The culture's very much similar. We're neighbors, so, you know, you're bound to get some influences. But the fact still remains that there are people like Alia who do things like that.
Sure.
They kind of use the religion, pretend to be a good girl. It's not even just Pakistan. There's in every culture, in every culture, there are girls like that. They pretend to be good at home. And then once they're out, they're out.
Because what I'm looking at is, because I write a lot of jokes, and What he's doing is it's a basic joke structure where you take, like, you can take the word Pakistan out and replace it with any country, and the joke is still the same joke.
Yeah.
And the same thing with Alia. You can take her out or take her religion out and replace it with any other religion, and the joke is still the same. The punchline is still there.
And you tell me any sitcom that doesn't have a mother-in-law slash potential son-in-law dynamic.
That dynamic.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
It's always one.
Yeah.
So I think he takes a little bit of unfair criticism sometimes. Bless him.
People need to chill out, man. We should do a telethon to people for not hating Citizen Khan.
Indeed we should.
No, we shouldn't.
Look, to be fair, the critics hate it, but it gets enough ratings to get more scenes. I don't know why. You know, critics are another people that I don't understand. Are they just there for people that think things are popular, so they're just there to criticize them anyway?
I think so. I think that's what they're there for.
They're a ridiculous breed, our critics.
I'm glad they have work, okay? I'm glad they are employed and they can feed their families, but I don't understand the point. And I've done some criticism stuff. Like, I review music and stuff, and it's fun. But I don't expect anyone to ever take my opinion seriously.
Exactly.
I think it's fun.
I do it on Twitter all the time with music, don't I? So it's just, it's a personal opinion. So the fact, but these people can be quite vicious about it.
It's like, I hate.
Wow.
This call to prayer app joke was very offensive to me.
Yes, I think his jokes are very archaic and very stereotypical of Britain today. No, it's not.
Who said that?
You'd be surprised.
Oh, my God. That's brutal, man.
Very stereotypical of the British racism. I'm like, hang on a second. It's written by an Asian.
He's not making you drink tea and watch Downton Abbey.
Although he did reference Downton Abbey in the last episode, which is hilarious.
Oh, excellent. I can't wait for this.
Who is your favorite character on Citizen Khan?
I'm a big fan.
Is it Mr. Khan?
I love Mr. Khan. He is just
Amjad.
Typical Homer Simpson.
Bless his heart.
Type character.
He is.
Amjad is also someone I really enjoy.
You know who I do miss, though? I miss the Somalian lad, bless his heart, who's tragically died.
I miss both Daves.
Dave.
There were two different Daves, and they served the same purpose.
Yeah, they pretty much did the same thing, didn't they?
Yeah. I wish he had kept another Dave around.
Ah, we got Keith this season, unfortunately.
Yeah, he should be Dave.
Hello, Dave. Bless him, Dave tried so hard, Mr. Khan just wouldn't give him any time.
No, he wouldn't.
Do you think that kind of sitcom idea would work in America? Would it kind of break the cultural barrier?
Well, we have a show right now called Blackface, which...
Oh, that's a very controversial title.
It sure is. And I haven't seen it yet. But it deals with these types of racial things, and
like Blackface, you've got to be very careful.
Yeah, it's very it's a very jarring title. That's all I know about it. I know
you've got enough. Okay,
it's been a controversial show. I don't even know who's in it at this point. But I think it got renewed actually. So,
but you can't really say because there's been enough black comedies, haven't there?
Yeah,
black comedies.
Yeah, but I think this one is actually dealing with race and trying to make it funny.
Oof.
Yeah. It's a tall order.
Yeah, unless Spike Lee's writing it, you got to be very careful.
And it's on network TV, too, which is also surprising to me. Network.
Ow.
Here in the States, network TV and cable TV, you can get away with a lot of different things, depending on which one you're on.
Unless you're on Fox.
Oh, you can do whatever you want, then.
You can be as racist as you like.
Yeah, and it's fine. It's just news for us.
It's just
reporting
news.
They're just reporting the news. Why am I making Fox British? That's not a thing I want to do.
No. Well, yeah. You know, Fox isn't even American. He's Australian.
That's true.
Like,
crikey, mates.
I wonder if he's parking a plane with no wings outside a pub.
That is a callback to last week's show, which you should totally go back and listen to because it's way funnier than this one.
It is. We've been very serious on this one, haven't we?
We have been.
It's not lying to us.
It's... You know, sometimes you need to be serious a little bit. Get the...
If I can be serious for a minute.
Yes. For us.
Sorry. Now, there is something amusing that happened that I did see on Twitter this week.
Okay.
Do you recall the raccoon that the police were chasing in France?
I do. The Russian raccoon.
The Russian raccoon. Yeah. Now, there is a tiger on the loose in Paris.
Tiger?
Yeah.
That...
I don't know any details. I don't know how it escaped or anything because the BBC haven't helped me in this situation as of yet. But yes, there is a tiger on the loose.
The fact
okay,
that
so now we caught the raccoon. Now we must go and find the tiger.
Think about this. The French are some of the most docile people. And a fucking tiger is there. How is this going to end?
Firstly, how do you lose a tiger? Right, a raccoon is understandable. It's quite small. And a tiger's a big thing, man.
We don't know where the tiger went.
Look, I just turned my back for a minute and somehow he got away. How do you miss that?
That's tremendous.
I went to go and get a burger, but the tiger decided he wanted something else. He wanted a big ribeye.
Oh, I am the French tiger. I am in Paris.
Right. I am the French tiger. You know, that's mess up the word.
Oh, and how you say rawr.
It would say rawr. It'll be the jungle look. It'll be the Jungle Book just in reverse because everyone will be cheering for the tiger.
That's tremendous. I hope he teams up.
I'm genuinely baffled as to how you can lose a tiger.
Maybe he paid off a guard or something.
He's a tiger that gives bribes.
Yes.
carries a few euros in his back paw. Under his claws.
It reminds me of this Whitest Kids You Know skit where they're parodying Francis Scott Key and he's being held captive by the British, and he's going, "Hey, I wrote a new national anthem. Do you want to hear it?" And the guard's like, "No, I'm British. I don't care about your national anthem." And they gave the British guy an American accent, which is awesome. And,
oh yeah, nothing says British more than American accents.
Yeah, and he's like, "No, I'm British. I don't want to hear your stupid song." He's like, "No, I think it's gonna define an entire new nation. I want you to listen to it." So he's like, "No, you're just gonna stab me with your pen, and then you're gonna run away." He's like, "No, I'm not." So he's like, "All right, fine. Let me look at your national anthem." So he shows him what he wrote for the national anthem, and then he stabs him with his pen and he runs away.
Runs away, yeah.
I think that's what the tiger did.
Come on, I want to show you something. I want to show you my claws. Come on. That's going to poke me. No, not. Don't worry. Trust me, I'm a tiger. Why would I do that?
I could just bite you.
Yeah, I could just bite you. I just want to show you my claws.
A French tiger.
Awesome.
I never imagined a tiger being French.
Hey, you know, don't be racist, Des. Could be a French tiger. Might have emigrated. Apparently he did.
He did. He's in Paris. He went on vacation.
He did. If you do Air France, first class, everything.
What happens when a tiger goes on vacation? There's going to be
there's a movie.
Tiger on Vacation. With Rob Schneider.
You can do like so many sequels. Tiger in Paris.
Tiger goes to fucking Hawaii.
Tiger goes to Guam.
And there's going to be like a really sad one, like Tiger goes to fucking somewhere sad.
Tiger goes back to Bengal.
He tries to save his family.
Tries to save his family in the end, gets a war injury.
In the end, he becomes a famous lawyer.
Yeah.
Tiger lawyer.
Activist tiger. Gives up meat, becomes a vegetarian.
Vegetarian tiger.
Yeah.
He becomes a documentary filmmaker.
Like David Attenborough. Here we are in the jungle, where I am looking for my family. In the end, he just can't find them. He gives up.
Oh, fuck it. I give up. I'm going to go eat the salad.
I'm going to go eat salad. I can't be bothered finding these idiots. They knew I was coming home. I sent them emails, all of them.
Support my Kickstarter.
You come on the show and try and get us to support his Kickstarter?
I love French Tiger.
He's awesome.
He's great. He's going to be on the show a lot, I think.
him and his Russian raccoon.
They sound exactly the same.
Well, no, the Russian one's a little bit more...
No, he's Russian, I forget.
Yeah. Oh, is it then? That's a tag team.
Russian raccoon and French tiger.
The Russian raccoon's going to sing the Russian national anthem every time he comes on. That's what he does.
He needs to learn it first.
He probably knows it. He's Russian.
That's true.
I think it's a prerequisite. They have to know it. I don't think Putin lets them leave the country if they don't know it.
You need to sing the song for other people that need to know the Russian national anthem.
Yes. You also need to pay off bribes and give and sell vodka.
Yeah. Drink many, many vodkas.
Because that's what they do, Russian people. They bribe people and just drink vodka.
Yeah, that's it. Those are the only two things that Russian people do.
They don't do anything else. They haven't written any masterpieces. Like, they haven't had any famous novelists. No. All they're known for is...
Or revolutionaries.
All they're known for is bribing people, drinking vodka.
That's fine.
We've just summed the Russian people up in one sentence.
One comma splice. What else is happening in life for us?
Not much. It's been a very slow week, hasn't it?
That it has. I was trying to find stories on the AP Oddities account, and nothing really has happened.
Yeah, there's been no ghost weddings or anything like that.
Some mother had a... she gave birth in a hospital. She was an older lady.
Okay.
And she had a daughter, kind of like a young adult, this daughter.
Congratulations.
Was. And this daughter gave birth in the same hospital at the same time as her mother was giving birth.
That's weird.
That must be weird, right?
That's kind of weird.
You're just like...
I don't know how I feel about that.
You're so focused on the miracle of childbirth, you don't realize that your mother is there.
Was giving birth.
You're here too.
So she's going to have a potential brother or sister while she's giving the mother a grandchild.
Yes. That's weird.
Yeah, my brain can't comprehend that properly.
Imagine your uncle being the same age as you.
I've had that. I've known of that to happen.
Imagine being a little older than your uncle.
Oh, see how that work? Who would he meant? Was he meant to be respecting you, or are you meant to be respecting him?
I don't know. How does that relationship happen? Who teaches who how to smoke a cigarette?
Exactly.
Who gives who their first shot of shot of whiskey? This is something that must be established.
I mean, who do they talk about over a glass of Pepsi? You know, how do they talk about life and women?
Exactly.
As a 5-year-old.
That's a weird dynamic. If you if you have a weird family dynamic, let us know.
Tweet us.
We will talk about it.
Maybe, a problem. If it's a problem, a problem shared is a problem halved, as they say.
That's true. We will help you.
We are the counselors that will not care as much as you think we should.
No, yeah. But we'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it, but we won't care.
Yeah, not with much care.
Gusto.
We don't treat things with care on this show.
No.
If you haven't noticed by now.
We don't even care about the show most of the time.
Yeah. Listen to this show. Does it sound like we care about it?
We do, for the most part. We try and entertain. Sometimes we just don't want to. I feel like we spoil you. Like, we give you entertainment all year round. One show, we just don't feel like it.
Yeah, we can afford to not be entertaining for a week.
Yeah.
By the way, I want to make an announcement. Mm-hmm. Day Drinking with Reggie Reyes. You remember that
show?
What
about it?
That was a fun show.
It was a fun show. Do you remember any of it?
Maybe. I did edit it, so I remember it now.
I have the full unedited version, which I will eventually use for blackmail purposes.
Sure you will.
I will eventually use it for blackmail purposes and various things to my advantage.
Yeah, I'm sure you will, dude. And then you will be a millionaire.
When Dez decides he's going to run for office of some sort.
That'll resurface somehow.
And Dez will use your political line. He will not recollect the event in question. I'm like, it's there. It's documented.
I'll be like, I'm sure it happened, but I don't remember.
Dez will say, I didn't inhale. Where you can quite clearly hear that he's not kidding.
Anyway, we'll probably be doing another one of those soon with a new guest.
Ooh, new guest.
I'm looking at making this a monthly thing. So.
Now, for West Coast Whiskey, there might even be a night drinking show.
Night drinking.
That's every night.
Don't call me an alcoholic, you dick.
I would never do such a thing. I just think you're alcoholically inclined.
I see. Well, with that, let's go home.
Alcoholically inclined?
I know. I don't know. I'm on Twitter at Dez Delgadillo.
You know, Dez tweets some amazing things sometimes. Like, some of the stuff he tweets is... He tweets a lot of the stuff when I'm sleeping.
I tweet a lot of jokes. I sometimes I don't sleep, and so when I don't sleep, I think of jokes.
Or he DMs me.
Or I DM you. I sent you like 8 straight messages last night, I think.
It's hilarious. He's like, and he warns me too. He's like, I'm going to blow up your phone.
Well, then you can mute it so that you don't hear it anymore.
I have it on vibrate.
There you go.
Yeah, but
so anyway,
Dez doesn't expect me to reply half the time. And when he doesn't expect it, that's when I reply.
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh, shit, he's awake. It's 3 a.m. Why is he replying?
Des will send me the randomest questions at 3 a.m. And when I'll send him like a one word response, and then he'll ask me another one. I'm like, come on, really?
Sleep vibes are trying to occur. Anyway, I'm at Desi Dugadil. For us is at the Wisp. Hashtag.
I am the Heartbreak
Wisp. Wispy. The Heartbreak Wisp.
And the man called Des.
That's true. That is a fact.
It is a fact, isn't it? So this is Saturday. Now, I've never really asked you what you do on a Saturday. Well, I know the answer, but I'm just, what are your plans for this Saturday?
Well, after this, I'm going to get this online, and then I'm going to,
probably because there's no Doctor Who this weekend.
There isn't. Usually, I don't even watch Doctor Who until Sunday night, though.
No, until I send it to you.
Yeah. I am going to probably go out and try and find a place that will let me talk for a certain amount of time.
Incoherently.
And then I will probably party, probably with comedians. And only bad things happen at those parties.
Oh, dear. Living the life. Well, don't party too much. You got to be up on Sunday.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I know. I don't know what my state is going to be on Sunday. I'll be here.
He will be here. I'll be hosting the show, probably.
Thankfully, there will be another person there, so I don't have to talk
who I can banter with. What are these podcasts without banter?
Oh, Jesus Christ. This podcast in particular.
Damn you, BBC.
All right. So, subscribe on iTunes, leave a review, use the Amazon link on thingsdesays.net. That'd be all right. That'd be
wonderful.
Cool if you did. Yeah, that'd be nice. I mean, it'd be cool and stuff.
I mean, you can buy your Christmas gifts now.
That's true. What are you waiting for?
Unless you're waiting for Black Friday, in which case, wait a week.
Yeah.
But, that's true. You know, buy something now. Treat yourself.
You deserve it. You're a good person. No matter
the
what.
The fact that you listen to this train wreck of a show.
Yeah. You're actually a great person.
We've done worse shows. I'm not going to lie.
You're a great person no matter what your parole officer tells you. You're
exactly. Most of the time, your parole officer doesn't even tell you what he thinks of you.
That's true. He just says, sign this, Des. And then I do.
Is that the parole officer that you have to go to see when someone steals your food when it's you?
Yes.
What does he make of you, I wonder? I'd love to ask him one day.
That wasn't my fault.
Whose fault was it then?
That was Jack Daniel's fault. All right, let's wrap this up. Do good things for people. And if you don't, then Faraz is too worse for you.
Piss off.